Lesson 3, the rhythm, pitch, and stress characteristics of the French accent. Many linguists have pointed out that a French native speaking English as a second language will carry over from the French the tendency to give dominant stress to the final syllable of most words, especially multisyllabic words. Now, this rule, of course, can lead to some serious overkill or stereotyping if it is followed to the letter. For example, right now I'm starting to use the placement of the dominant stress on the final syllable of every word I'm saying. So you can see that you can take this try to a point where it interferes with total intelligibility or even believability of the character as a real person and not as a French stress stereotype. You are now playing at the accent instead of playing the character who's really communicating but happens to be functioning with a French base as his language environment. However, it must be said that this characteristic of stress moving to final syllables does exist, and that it must be used, at least to a degree, in your performance of the French accent. I would suggest that you generally limit the use of this trait to situations where you are trying to give dominant or operative stress to a given word. In this case, you just heard me say the word dominant with that stress on the final syllable, as I'm giving it more importance. Now, when you do use the stressed characteristic on the final syllable of a word, which is not stressed in American English, you will also have the opportunity to rise slightly in pitch as you hit that syllable. And you stress and you go up, and you will be indeed following through with the French characteristics. So you would hit the operative syllable rather than syllable that you are stressing. So you hear me go up in pitch as well. Now, there's no time on the tape for an extremely long exercise on this trait, but let's practice with a few long words, seeing exactly how they would be stressed and how the pitch would rise on the final syllable if you are making them more dominant by using this French stress trait. Now, please remember that you are much better off in reserving this stress pattern for really important words and not trying to apply it to every multisyllabic word that you speak. All right, let's try. Separate. Separate. Don't forget to do all the other pronunciation and the resonance traits that we've already worked on. Factory. Factory. Refrigerator, refrigerator, aluminum, aluminum, rise in pitch as you stress the final syllable. Remember also that resonance. Now there is one more point to make about the syllabic stress in the French accent. Just as is the case in the German accent and some other languages, Russian is another example, there is a tendency not to have any really unstressed syllables in French speech. Even the syllables that are not the most dominant in the world seem to have more stress than they would in English. In standard American, for example, you say aluminum. And the minim part is sometimes almost thrown away. Aluminum, aluminum. It certainly does not have the type of stress that the low syllable did. Now, with the French accent, you might say aluminum, in which you really have no such thing as an unstressed syllable. You may best think of it as the primary stress being on the last syllable and the secondary stress being on the remaining syllables of the word, aluminum. So this is the end of the very short discussion of the use of pitch and stress in the French accent.